Today's shir is Masechta Yevamos Daf Ayin Tes. We will begin on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, the Gemara had discussed the Nesinim, the Gevoinim, who were people from the Zion Amimim, from the Chivi, who lived in Eretz Canaan, that had deceived Yeshua and believing that they weren't from the Canaanim. And when they discovered the Pasuk says that they were told that they could not marry in, as we've been learning, into Klal Yisrael. We furthermore learned that David HaMelech was continued, and we're going to learn in our Shurim what David HaMelech did on top of what Yeshua did. And the Gemara says that David HaMelech made this gezeirah for a certain reason. The Gemara began by explaining that in the time of David HaMelech, at one point, there was a famine in Klal Yisrael. And David HaMelech, as we concluded our previous year, attempted to ask the Urim V'Tumim why this was happening. And the Pasuk says, V'yam Hashem HaShol V'Beis HaDomim Al HaShehem Ses Gevonim. This all happened because Shamim, Shol, and what he did to the Gevonim. HaShol says, what does that mean? That Shol was not properly eulogized. Because he was the one that caused the Gevonim to die. So immediately asked the Gemara, where do we find that Shol did that? Where do we find that Shol ever did this? Ella, says the Gemara, Matach Shaharag Noiv Ir Kahanim. Shol HaMelech killed the people of Noiv Kahanim because they helped David. And that's why Shol considered them Mayrud B'Malchus. And some of his Mayrud B'Malchus Chai Misim. And they, Hoy Maskvik Elohem Mayim Amazim, they were the ones that were supporting the Gevonim. And now, by killing them, they lost their support. Malo Lavakasov, that's why the Tosa considers it Kila Hargan. The Gemara Masech Teches Sanhedrin discusses why is there a need to make a hesped when somebody passes away? Is it a covered hachayim or covered amesim? And the Nafkamina, the Gemara says, is that if somebody before he passed away left instructions that he doesn't want that they should make a hesped for him. So if it's covered hachayim, it's not for him to make such a decision. But if it's a covered amesim, the person who passes away has the right to make such a decision. So ask Tosfos, if the hesped is because of covered hachayim, why were Klal Yisrael punished because they didn't give Shol the proper hesped? The Klal Yisrael are the people who the hesped is for, and they gave up their covered. So Tosfos answers, not because of the cover was the issue, because they didn't give a hesped on Shol because they thought that that would be disrespectful for the Malchus David. And that is wrong. As much as the Malchus David was not supposed to be the king, they were supposed to also give respect to the king Shol. Another text, the Tosfos says, that given that Shol was a melech, and other people, that not giving a hesped doesn't represent such a terrible thing. But by melech, there's a real concept of kavod hamalchus. And therefore, they have to give a hesped. And if they don't give a hesped, it's considered terrible. From here, actually, says the Shas of Tshuva Space Yaakov, a very interesting chiddush la'alocha. He says that if somebody's a Talmud Chacham, and the Talmud Chacham leaves a tzava that he doesn't want that anybody should say a hesped to him, the halacha is that we still should give a hesped. Because we're not giving a hesped just because of the Talmud Chacham. We're giving a hesped because of the kavod haTorah that's involved. And that is not this person who passed away's right to give up. The Ben Yehuda points out that why does the pasuk mention that Shol did not have the proper hesped before it mentions the story of the Naiv Ira Kahanim. Didn't this episode of Naiv Ira Kahanim happen first? Says the Ben Yoyada, that for the Gevinim itself, the Shaul HaMelech did not deserve to be punished because it was only a grumma. But what happened was that since Shaul HaMelech did not get the proper hesped, so says the Ben Yoyada, there's a concept in halacha of the Eden Rischa, of a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset. And this was the Eden Rischa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset for the fact that they did not have, the Shoal did not have the proper hesped, and that's why it was a time that Klai Yisrael was much more vulnerable for punishment. Says the Gemara, Katava al Shoal shal nisbek halacha. We find a very interesting phenomenon, comments the Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset that they did not give the proper cover to Shoal, and Katava, and at the same time we find he's upset al Shehemes Gevinim. So is HaKadosh Baruch Hu worried about Shoal? It's covered or not? Says the Gemara in. This is not a contradiction. Mishpat. The same time HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at a person sometimes, Shem Pa'alai. And I saw Rav Shnei Kotler would often say, and I saw this is actually connected to an interesting story. Rav Sol Salanta was once found in the street walking, carrying a bundle of money. And somebody asked him, "What are you carrying this money for?" So Rav Sol Salanta answered, "Because he owes somebody money and he's delivering the money." So this person asked Rav Sol Salanta, "Why does he have to go personally to return the money? He could ask somebody to return the money for him." So Rav Shaul Salanta says it's a Gemara that says that what I'm doing is correct. So he asked him, what does it mean? So he says that our Gemara just quoted the pasuk Bashra Mishpat Hashem Pa'alai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes is upset at a person, but at the same time he also has to recognize the good in the person. So said Rav Shaul Salanta, I have something to tell this person that he's not doing properly. But at the same time, he did something very appropriate, that he lent money to somebody who needs money. I don't want that the person should only hear from me criticism. I want them also to hear compliment. And therefore, I'm the one that's bringing the money and going to thank him or praise him for doing the right thing of lending money to someone who needs it, but at the same time, criticize him for what he needed to have criticism. So the Gemara says that Shoal deserves punishment, as we just explained, because he killed Ne'ayv Ira Kahanim that supplied them with support, and now they lost that supply. So I saw that the Satmar Rebbe asks a very powerful question. The Gemara is not concerned that Shaul killed Ne'ayv Ira Kahanim. The Gemara is concerned about the Gevinim. And ask the Satmar Rebbe, we've been learning in our Shiurim that the Gevinim are not people that were really welcome in Klal Yisrael. The Gevinim were people who weren't particularly honest. So why do we find that there's such a great concern about the Gevinim? So, says the Satmar Rebbe, when what happened with the Gevinim was a Chil Hashem, as much as we're concerned in all situations, we're most concerned whenever there is a Chil Hashem. And here, where there was a Chil Hashem, the Gevinim, as the Gemara is going to explain, a foreign nation were mistreated. That's why the Gemara is more concerned about that than anything else. Continues the Gemara. Amar David, Shaul Nafkal Hu. Shaul is already not here. Tracy Yachishata. He's not here for 12 months. So what do you want? V'loidak lemispadei. And people don't say hespedim normally after such a long time. And actually, the Rishonim point out that it was not 12 months that Shaul wasn't here. It was actually already 30 years. But the point that he was making was that after 12 months, we no longer say a hesped. So since he's not here already for so long, what's the issue that you're upset? Says the Gemara. Nesinim. So that's regarding that issue. Regarding the issue with the Nesinim, said Dovra Melech, let's call them and let's see if we could get them not to be upset at Shaul. And the pasuk says, "V'yikra melech l'gavoyin v'yoyim aleihem, mo esol lechem over ma achaper ubaruchos nachse Hashem." What will it cause that you should be appeased, and then you should daven that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should step the terrible hunger, and like that we'll be fine. So says the Gemara, "V'yoyim aleihem gavoyinim." The gavoyinim said to David Melech, "Ain like kasev zavim shol v'beisai. Our issue has nothing to do with money. Then lana ish lamis b'Yisrael. We don't have any issue with the rest of Klal Yisrael. They didn't do any wrong to us. What we want is the family shol. Yitnu lana shiva noshim ribonov. Let us have 7 descendants from shol. V'kanim l'Hashem, that we should have the opportunity to hang them up in revenge for what they do to him." Says the Gemara, "Paisinu." He tried to get them to appease. It didn't work. The Medrash expands on this. David HaMelech, says the Medrash, said to them, "What will you gain from them being killed? They won't give you anything." So he said, "Take a monetary payment instead." And David HaMelech tried with every Gavoini individually to get them to accept that, and he was not accepting. The reason they asked, continues the Yerushalmi, for 7 people from the family Shaul, because 7 Gavoinim perished because of 7 Gavoinim perished during that episode. Amar. So David, when he saw this behavior, he saw that they're being so unbending, inflexible. He said, "Shlesha simanim yesh ba'umazu." There are 3 things that define Klal Yisrael. They are Rachmanim, Bashanim, Gemalim, Chasanim. By Rachmanim, where do we see the Klal Yisrael Rachmanim? The pasuk says, "V'nosl charachmim v'richamecha v'hir becha." Bashanim, the ksir ba'avot tir yiros al paneichem labilti techto. Person doesn't do aveira because he's embarrassed from a Kodesh Baruch Hu to do an aveira. Gaim lechasadim, because the pasuk says, "Lamanish yitzav es bonav es beisav v'sham b'derech Hashem lasis tzedaku mishpat." So he said, "Kol sheyesh b'shloisha simanim alolu," whoever has these 3 character traits, "roy l'dovik b'umazu," are the people that should be part of Klal Yisrael. And these people obviously don't have these characteristics. There are many mefarshim that say, what's pshat that we have these 3 midas of Rachmanim, Beishonim, and Goyim Lechasadim? So many Mepharshim suggest it goes back to the others. Some explain that what that means is that Rachmanim, I saw the Baal Tanya explains, that Rachmanim means that a person has Rachmanis on a person, on his own neshama, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu brought him down to this world. And he was up in Shemayim, and now he's down in this world. But Shonim is that a person is embarrassed that a Kodesh Baruch Hu put in us such a neshama. Every one of us has such a neshama, and how do we behave? And then some explain that the mid of Goyim Lechasodim comes from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was Chesel Avram. The Midah by Shonim comes from Yitzchak, Pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the representation of Yerushalayim. And Rachmanim comes from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the representation of Rachmanis, because Yaakov Avinu had a large family. Yaakov Avinu had a large family, and he didn't, and he took, he cared about them, he cared about every man, member of his family. That represents the Midah of Chesed. Says the Mashah, explains that the pasuk we just learned, Rachmanim, because of Nosl Charachim v'richamecha v'hir becha, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, says the Mashah, in gives every Jew the Midas HaRachmanis. Moreover, he says that Dara Chaim explains that this pasuk is referring after the parasha of Ir Nidachas, that we know if there's a city, that the entire city is not acting appropriately, worshipping Avodah Zarah, we have to destroy that city. Explains the Aruch Chaim, that what does this Gemara mean to teach us? He says what this Gemara means to teach us, what this pasuk means to teach us, is that normally a person is influenced by the way he behaves. So here we have individuals who are wiping out an entire city, we ought to be concerned that that will cause that they should lose the Midas Rachmanis. Says the Pasuk, that even if they're going to behave, even if they're going to have to do what they have to do, it won't influence their behavior. By Shanim, so says the Mashal, the Klai Yisrael naturally are Azin. Klai Yisrael are naturally a very strong people. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is he gave us the Torah. And we know Torah Mateshes Koicha Shel Adam. The Torah has the ability to make a person act in a much more fine manner. And that's why Klai Yisrael became Beishanim. So a Pash Pshan the Gemara, the way Rashi seems to explain the Gemara, that it's obvious that the Gevoinim do not have the Midas HaRachmanis. They showed here that no mercy on Shaul, and therefore they don't deserve to be part of Klal Yisrael. The Rambam, so it seems that according to Rashi, if somebody demonstrates that he's missing even just one of the characteristics of Klal Yisrael, he doesn't belong in Klal Yisrael. The Rambam disagrees. He says that to be disqualified from Klal Yisrael is a person who's missing all of these characteristics. And according to the Rambam, we have to explain that the Gevoinim demonstrated that they don't have all of these characteristics. Moreover, I saw that the Achroinim explain that many of the people that are mentioned in the Torah as individuals who are not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael, we find have these character flaws. A Betzur Daka is somebody who can't have children. Somebody who doesn't have children doesn't have the Midas Rachmanis. Mamzerim are always known as people who are very strong-willed, the opposite of Baishanim. Amoni, we learned the Gemara quite extensively, that what was the character flaw with Amoinim? Ashlai kidmu eschem b'lechem b'mayim, that they didn't greet us with lechem b'mayim. That's why all these people who we've learned are disqualified from entering Klal Yisrael, because indeed they demonstrated that they don't have the characteristics of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, so what did David HaMelech do? V'yikach HaMelech eshnei b'nei ritzpah b'as ayo eshyoldu l'shol es armoini v'as mifi b'yishis v'chamishis b'nei michal b'ashol eshyoldu li'adriel b'ambazi ha'machlosi. And the pasuk says v'yitnei b'yad ha'gevoinim, he gave them over to the Gevoinim, these family members of Shaul, the Yekim Bahar Lefnei Hashem, and they were hung in the mountain of Lefnei Hashem. Says the Gemara, Maishnahani, why specifically were these individuals the ones chosen? Amar Rav Huna Avirim Lefnei Oren. He passed the front of the Oren, the family members of Shaul. Mi Kol She'Oren Koltoi, whoever the Oren stopped, Lemisa. Kol She'en Oren Koltoi, and anyone that wasn't stopped by the Olmim, was L'chaim. That's the Girsan Al-Gemara. Actually, the Yerushalmi says they were not taken to the Oren, they were actually taken to the Mizbeach. And I saw that the Achroinim explained, the Bavli who says that they were taken in front of the Oren, because we know that somebody's not allowed to enter into Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Oren, which is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if somebody enters there, it's Chayv Misa. The Yerushalmi says that the Mizbeach, because we know that somebody who's Chayiv Misa Rachmanislan, if he runs to the Mizbeach, that's the way he could be speared. And that's why the Mizbeach, says the Yerushalmi, is the place where this was demonstrated. Says the Gemara, Masro Hanaba Kadina, if that's what Shtovra Melech did, the Pasuk says, V'yachmel HaMelech HaMifi Boishus Ben Yonasim B'Shol. What was the Rachmanis? Says the Gemara, he didn't pass in front of the Oren, in front of the Mizbeach. He wasn't put to the test. Says the Marv Chimas upon a Yesh B'Dover. Why is this considered fair? Why was he excluded? El Shavira v'Kaltoi, says the Gemara, that he did, of course, pass him by. And what happened was, he was supposed to die, or Bikish Olav, and David Melech Davin, on behalf of Mephibosheth, v'Kaltoi, and he was saved. So ask the Gemara, Vakati, if that's actually what happened, so we have the same question. Mas upon him, yesh bedavar, is this fear? Is this fear that he was saved? By him being saved, it was at the expense of somebody else. Says the Gemara, what David HaMelech did was, El Shabike Shrachmim Shlo Yiklotano Aron. He davened that the Aron should be saved. And this is a very important issue that the Paiskim discuss. He says, there's a Shalsa Chuvis, Marie Ben Lev, that discusses that if there was a decree to take Jews to be part of the army or to be sentenced, and a Jew has the ability because of his connections or whatever, his money, that he could get himself saved from that decree. So says the Marie Ben Lev, if the decree already went out on this specific person, and by him saving himself, there will be another person that will be taken in his place, then the halacha is that he's not allowed to do it. And he says the concept which we find, the Gemara, the Masechta Sanhedrin says. The Gemara says, the Masechta Sanhedrin, that one is not allowed to kill someone else, even if it's at the expense that he may get killed. And explains the Gemara, my chazis, the dam d'doch, somach midam chavercha. What makes your blood redder than someone else? Why are you to be saved at the expense of somebody else? However, if there was no decree yet on a specific individual, and this person now davens that he be saved, then, says the Meir Ben Lev, that's like our Gemara, where David HaMelech davened that Mephibosheth should not be the one that was to be sentenced. That's permissible. But ask the Gemara, why did the children and the grandchildren of Shaul suffer because of their forefather? Doesn't the pasuk say lo yumsu avos abanim, the fathers shouldn't be punished for children and children not for their fathers? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chibar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Motiv shetayaka ois achas min haTorah. It's better than a word in the Torah should be taken out. This pasuk should be disregarded. V'ayischal shem shemayim befrasi. As we mentioned further, here it was a question of achil Hashem. And since it was a question of Chil Hashem, then even what it says in the Torah is violated because of to avoid a Chil Hashem. It says the Gemara, V'tikach ritva b'sa'ayi esh shol sasak, v'tateleo al atzor. He took the bag and went to the mountain where these family members of Shaul were hung. Metchilas asatzer, they were hanging from the beginning of Nisan, from the beginning of the harvesting season, at mitach melei mayim meshamayim, until it started to rain, which in Eretz Yisrael only begins to rain after Sukkos. V'lo nosno lo oif shmayim lo nuch aleihem yomam, and she protected them that the birds should not attack them by day. V'chayis asad laila. So ask the Gemara, how did David HaMelech allow that to happen? Doesn't the Pasuk say v'ksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say le'solon of nosolates, we're not allowed to let somebody who was hung remain on the tree? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yitzchak. Again, similar concept. Mutav shetiyaka ois achs min haTorah, that even though this is a violation of what it says in the Torah, but it causes v'yiskadi shem shemayim b'feresya, it would cause the Kiddush Hashem. Why? When people pass by, they asked, who are these people that are hanging? Halolu, so they were answered, B'nei Melachim Haim. They're the children of the king of Shaul. And they asked, Ma'osu, what did they do that deserved this terrible punishment? And they were told, Shepashtu Yudayim B'Gerim Gerurim. They caused Gerim, not just Gerim, they were Gerim Gerurim, that people who, as we see, are people who we don't even want to be part of Klal Yisrael. Amru, when the Umas HaOlam, when the people passing by saw what we were doing, they said, Ein lecha Umas Sheruah L'Davar Kazu. There's no greater nation than Klal Yisrael. Because of Ma B'nei Melachim Kach, if they treated the king's children this way, B'nei Joitas Alachas Kama, If they treated the Gerim Gerurim, who don't deserve that much, that don't deserve to be treated properly, but they were treated with the respect, they were treated because that's what they want, says the Gemara, Yisrael al achas kam v'kama. Certainly, from here we see that how much they treat each other with the proper respect. Miyad, says the Gemara, after Klal Yisrael's behavior was so demonstrated, says the Gemara, Toysal Yisrael may have a chamishim elef. There were 150 Gerim that joined Klal Yisrael. Shnema v'hil l'shleim shivim elef noisi sevel v'shmeinim elef choytze bahar. He had 70,000 people who carried hard, heavy loads, and 80,000 people who dug in the mountains. Says the Gemara, who says that those were Gerim? Maybe those individuals were Jews, says the Gemara Sakadatach. The Ksiv, Ubnei Yisrael Leinosu Shlomo Eved. Shlomo Melech did not appoint as slaves any member of Klal Yisrael, says the Gemara V'dama Dugzu B'Alma. Maybe they weren't Gerim. Maybe they were just people who were hired for the job, says the Gemara Amahocha. Well, how do we know that so many Gerim were added to Klal Yisrael? Says the Gemara Mahachu. It says the pasuk, "V'yis b'shleim kol adnosh hagerim asher be'eretz Yisrael v'yimtzu mei v'chamishim elef v'yasmem shim elef snoisei savol v'shmanim elef choytze bahar." So of course the Rishonim asked the question that we've learned many times, that emakam gerim, that they refused to accept gerim, loy b'mei dov v'loy b'mei shleim. So in those times there were no Gerim. So how does the Gemara suggest that they had these 150,000 Gerim? So Tosfos answers that it wasn't Besdin that accepted them as Gerim. They became Gerim by themselves. They started behaving as Jews. The Rashba said, but that wouldn't make, so the obvious question of Tosfos is that then they wouldn't be considered Gerim. And that's why the Rashba says they were Batei Dinim that weren't familiar with this halacha, that we can't accept Gerim. And those Batei Dinim accepted them, and once they were accepted, they became part of Klal Yisrael. The Ritva says a different pshat. The Ritva says, as we've discussed previously, why were Gerim not accepted in those times? The reason Gerim weren't accepted in those times, because Klal Yisrael was on the height of success, and people were, and there was a concern that individuals were coming Gerim not for ulterior motives. They were certain, they were confident that these individuals would not become Gerim for ulterior motives, and that's why they were accepted. Ask the Gemara, but we're learning in this Gemara that the Sinim David Gazaleim was a Gzera David. Doesn't the Moshe Gazaleim? The Pasuk already says that Moshe Rabbeinu made this Gzeira, because the Pasuk says, Mekotev Etzecha Atshoyev Mechma. That means, obviously, that there were individuals in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu that were already appointed that they only could do these jobs. And apparently, it was already in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu that there were people from Canaan that fooled him and were given this decree. Says the Gemara, Moshe Gazal Hudara. Moshe Rabbeinu made a decree only for his generation. The Dover Gazal Kuladara. Dover Melch made a gzera that should affect forever. Ask the Gemara still, the Kati Yeshua Gazalayu. It was Yeshua that made this decree. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'yitnim Yeshua, Bayoimahu, Chaitve Eitzim, Shaive Maim, Le'edolim, Zbech Hashem. Answers the Gemara, Yeshua Gazar, Bezman Shabesim, and Ishkayim. Yeshua's gzera was only for when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. For David, David HaMelech made a gzera b'zman she'en Beis HaMikdash kayim. Says the Gemara, b'mei Rebbe bikshu l'hatan nesinim, in the time of Rebbe, they wanted to lift this gzera. Amalam Rebbe, chalkenu nater, the fact that they could, that they decreed to be avodim for Klal Yisrael, that is something that we could undo. But they said, Chelik l'mizbeach yimiyater, they were appointed to be avodim for the mizbeach. And since they were appointed to be avodim for the mizbeach, we don't have the right to undo that. So the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara, we know that throughout Shasta is a halacha that ein bezdin yochel avata divrei bezdin chaveroi elm ken gol mimenu b'chochma of a minyan. One bezdin cannot undo a gzeira which was made by a previous bezdin unless they're a greater bezdin. And we always know that the later batei dinim are not greater than the earlier batei dinim. So if that's the case, how do we understand our Gemara that in the time of Rebbe, they wanted to undo a gzeira that was here from the time of David and Yeshua? So the Rishonim explained that what they wanted to do here was not undo a gzeira that was in place from the time of David HaMelech and Yeshua. That one Bezdin doesn't have the right to do. What they wanted to employ here, was the concept of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Hefker Bezdin Hefker teaches us that a later Bezdin can undo what a previous Bezdin said. That concept of Hefker Bezdin, they could just make them the property of somebody else. That was what they wanted to do. Pligi, says the Gemara, and this is in disagreement with Rav Chiya bar Abba. Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, Chelek La'eda, the part that Klal Yisrael has ownership over the Nesinim, La'olam Aser, Chelek Mizbeach, Bezban Shebeis Mish Kaim Aser, and Bezban Shebeis Kaim Shari. He say just the opposite. What he's saying is that if there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no point in making them avodim. There's nothing to be avodim for. It's the chelik that they are avodim for Klal Yisrael that no one has a right to undo. Says the Gemara, Amar Yeshua, Shemati, I heard from my Rabbeim, Hasaris Chayolitz v'Chayolitz l'Ishtai, that sometimes Asaris, that a brother passed away without children, and the surviving brother is Asaris, he has to do chalitza, and also v'chaltzen l'ishtoi, and if he dies, if the person who died without children is a soros, his wife is obligated to have chalitza, and sometimes, soros loy chalitz, a soros is an individual who doesn't do chalitza, v'loy chaltzen l'ishtoi, nor is his wife a candidate for chalitza, but he commented, v'enli lefarish, I'm not sure how to explain this. So, I saw that the Pnei Menachem explains what's pshat in the Mishnah. So he says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, Chamish Talmidim Hayu Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five Talmidim, and who are Yemayim Shvachim? And he mentioned each one of their qualities. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya Asher Yodaseh, that his mother brought Rabbi Shua ben Chananya all the time to the Beis Medrash. From when he was yet a young boy, not really able to understand, his mother wanted him to hear the words of Divrei Torah. That's what he should be hearing all the time. So he says, that's pshat in this Mishnah. Rabbi Shua says, I was brought to the Beis HaMidrash in a very young age, at an age where I really did not understand what was said. And this is one of the things that I didn't understand, and that's why he's saying that that's why he's saying I don't know v'ainli lefarish, I don't know how to explain this. And of course, the pshat explained the rishonim and the achronim in this din, and we're going to see in a moment the details of this halacha. But the pshat is the purpose of yibum is lahakim shem la'achiv. This brother who died without children, we want to establish a name for him. But if the brother who's going to do chalitz, going to do yibum is a soros, see, he won't be able to have children anyway. Or if she was the wife of a soros, so that family was a family that wasn't going to make it anyway. And that's why in these cases, as we'll soon see, there's no chalitza. Amr Kiva. So Kiva explains, Ania Farish. I'll explain. Saris Adam, a person who became a Saris after he was already born. There, says Rabbi Kiva, Chayelitz v'chaltzen l'ishtoi, we do chalitza. Neshayis lo shasa kosher. At one point out of his life, before he became a Saris, he was able to have children. And that is enough that he or his wife should be candidates for chalitza. Saris Chama, that means he was a Saris from the moment he was born. Such that he, pshat is that he, it would happen from the son, and it happened naturally, or he never saw the son without being a Charetz. Asaris lechayetz lechayetz lishtai neshlohetz leshasa kaishim. Rabbi Lezer disagrees. Rabbi Lezer says loiki. That is not the way to understand. Rather, he says ela sris chametz chayetz lechayetz lishtai. Somebody who was born that way is a candidate for chalitza. His wife is a candidate for chalitza neshesh lerefua. That individual can be healed. Sris adam lechayetz lechayetz lishtai neshesh lerefua. This is an individual who cannot be healed. Heyder b'shumim b'seira ben megusas, about an individual ben megusas shahayu b'yushalayim that lived in Yushalayim, and he was a Swiss adam a yovmas ishtai, and they did yibum on his wife l'kaim divrei Rabbi Akiva, to follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And indeed the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and I saw that the Gra gives three reasons why we follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. One reason is because throughout Shas, the Gemara says Rabbi Lezer Shamutihu. Rabbi Lezer is considered a Talmud of Shammai, and we of course don't follow the opinion of Shammai. Another pshat is that we just saw that not only was Rabbi Kiva stated his opinion, but rather the Gemara says that Heid Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua said that we acted on it. And the halacha says the Gra is that whenever we see that the Gemara says that we acted upon something, it wasn't just something that we discussed theoretically, that's a proof that that is the halacha. And a third pshat that the Gra suggests is that we've discussed previously that when you have a machloikis in a mission of akach stam, that's a proof that we should follow the stam. And that's exactly what happened in our Mishnah. First, the Mishnah quoted the machloikis of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer, and then we have a stam with the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. That's a proof that that's what we should do. Says the Gemara, Hasaris, the Saris, that's loy chaylitz loy miyabim. Not only is he not a, is not only is she not a candidate for chalitza, but also not for yibum, because if there's no mitzvah of yibum, she reverts back to being an eshes ach, the kena islandess. Similarly, if somebody was married to an islandess, she loy chaletzes v'loy misyabemis. And as the Rishonim explained, we've discussed this concept previously. Not only that we're speaking here about a situation where the husband was aware that his wife is an islandess. And since the husband was aware that his wife was an islandess, so we would think, so the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. When can one claim that if he's married to an islandess, it's a Mekach Tos, in a situation where he wasn't aware that his wife was an islandess? Here he was aware his wife was an islandess. Even though, and even so that he was aware that his wife was an islandess, the halacha is that the, if the wife of this brother who passed away without children is an islandess, l'chaletz v'loy misyabemis. Says the Mishnah further, Saris, the Saris that doesn't do chalitza, if he did chalitza, loy pasul. Even though we've learned so many times in our Masechta that a chalutza may not marry a kohen, this chalitza is not considered a chalitza, and therefore she doesn't get disqualified from marrying a kohen. However, bala, but if he had relations with her, she becomes disqualified to kohuna, because it's a bilas nus. And as we've learned, a woman who has a bilas nus may not marry a kohen. Became islandess, similarly an islandess. Shecholtz loy achim, if she received chalitza, the chalitza is meaningless, and therefore loy paslu, she doesn't become disqualified to marry a kohen. However, balua, if they had relations with her, of course she becomes disqualified, because this is a bilas nus. She's actually, as we said a moment ago, she reverts back to the very serious isser of eishes ach. Michti, ask the Gemara. We've learned previously in our Masechta, Shemina le Rabbi Kiva de Omer, Chayv Lavin ke Chayv Krisis. Rabbi Kiva does not differentiate between Chayv Lavin and Chayv Krisis. He says, so if the question is, Chayv Krisis, Labnei Chalitz V'yibim Nimnu. If a person, if a woman is also to a man, but a Chayv Krisis, they're not allowed to have Chalitz and Yibim. And our Mishnah are also in that category. So why does Rabbi Kiva say the Sris Adam is allowed to do chalitza? A Sris Adam, asked the Gemara, is a Betzua Daka. And as we've discussed in our Masechta, the Pasuk says, Layov Betzua Daka v'krosh shivcha b'kal Hashem. So having this marriage is a Salav. Answers the Gemara. Amar of Ami Hachamai Skinen, Kigan Shinosov Achav Geyiris. The wife was a Geyiris, and says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Savalak Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Kiva concurs with Rabbi Yossi, the Amar, Kal Geim Laikri Kal. So even though this individual is a Soros, and a Soros is not allowed to marry Bekal Hashem, but a Geyiris he's allowed to marry, says the Gemara, if that's the case, that we don't have any issue, Yehochi, ask the Gemara, Yivume Nami Yivabim. So why can't he do Yivim as well? Says the Gemara, Enechanami. Rabbi Kiva is going to hold that a Soros that is allowed to do Yibim as well. So why did he only speak about Chalitza? Says the Gemara, Adi Rabbi Yeshua Chalitz. Since Rabbi Yeshua spoke about Chalitza, because Rabbi Yeshua's opinion is the Kahal Gerim Iki Kahal, and therefore he says that B'tzuk Daka can't even marry Geyiris, that's why he also spoke about Chalitza. Dekanami, says the Gemara, now I'll bring you a raya that when Rabbi Kiva used the word Chalitz, he wasn't only speaking about Chalitza, he was speaking about Yibim as well. The Tani, we learned in our Mishnah, Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Mesei, Abem, Megusa, Shabbi, Shlaim, Sris, Adam, V'yivma, Es, Ishtar, L'kayim, De, Rabbi Kiva. They were following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, and this was a Soros that is not excluded, and he did Yibim. We see that there's no problem, Shema Mino. The Rabbi Kiva is talking about Chel, Tzul, V'shtai. It's not only Chalitza, it's Yibim as well. Mos of Rava, ask Rava, and says in a brisa, "Ptu daka the kris shivcha usris adam v'zaken who's too old to be able to have children, oy chaltsim or meyabim. They should do either chalitz or yibim." And explains the brisa, "Ketzad mesu if the ptu daka kris shivcha the soros or the zaken passed away without leaving children, v'lahem noshim and they left over wives, v'lahem achim and they have brothers." And the surviving brothers did maimer in the wives of these people who passed away. Nosnu, or they gave a get. Oishachaltsu, or they did chalitza. Dalach is masha also also. What they did is considered something to be reckoned with. Vimbalu, and if they did bia, kanu, they become full-fledged wives. Mesu achen, if the brothers of the Ptsuudaka Krishivcha died, and if the brothers died, and she falls to Ptsuudaka, from the Hain, and the Ptsuudaka Krishivcha, also Mamma bin Shasayim, did Maimer, Nos Nuget, Chaltsumasha, also Osir and Balukano. Osir, Lakaimam, but they may not remain married, because the Pasuk says, so this brisa is clearly following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Because this brisa is saying that a Sris Adam does Chalitza. And the brisa is saying, Alma, Bekalaskinim. The Mishnah is speaking about a woman who can marry a Ptsuudaka. Because we learned that they could have the first Bia because of the mitzvah of Yibam, and not the second Yibam. But ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Kiva, we treat Chayv Lavin like Chayv Krisis. So if there was a Chayv Krisis, Yibam wouldn't be an option. So why is Yibam an option, according to Rabbi Kiva, when it's a Chayv Lavin? Ela Maraba, the way we have to explain the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, says Rabbi, Kigon Shenofaloi, that there were Chayv Yibam, when, and he wasn't yet a Ptsuudaka, Lubsoif Nifka. And therefore, we look at the moment of death. And since at the moment of death, they were supposed to do chalitza, the fact that something changed doesn't mean that they lose that chiv. Amalei Abaya, but asks Abaya, if that's the way you're explaining our Mishnah, the Laisa Issa, why doesn't the Issa B'tzu Daka, the Nitchi, Esa Diyava, and should take away the chiv of Yibam? And says the Gemara, Miloi Tanan, haven't we learned such a situation? We spoke earlier in our Masechta about a case there were two brothers that were married to two sisters. One was a Ketana, and who had a Kedushin, were only Kedushin the Rabbanan, and one brother was married to a Gdoila, where the Kedushin were Nesuin Gemurim, a Nesuin Daraisa. And the brother that was married with the Kedushin, with the Nesuin Daraisa, passed away. So now the question is, we have an Achois Ishtoi, of a chayis ishtoi of a kedusha derabbanan. Rav Gamliel Omer and miyana miyana. If the ketana does miyun, so he's no longer and was really halachically never married to that sister, and he could do yibum. Vimlav, but if he, that doesn't happen, we wait until this ketana becomes a gdoila, and then she lives with her husband, and we have in the suin deraisa, and the other woman is no longer obligated in yibum chalitza because she's at a chos ishtay. V'teitze halazu mishem chos isha. What do we see? Alma da'ase isar chos isha v'dachi. Even though at the moment of death there was a zika, but if circumstances change, it changes the requirement. So ask the Gemara Hachanami in our Mishnah as well. Why don't we say that even though if at the moment of death the surviving brother was not a betzudaka, and therefore he could have done Yibam Mechalitza, if afterwards, unfortunately, he became betzudaka, it should nicely it's a betzudaka of a nitchi. Elam Rabbi Yosef says the Gemara Hai Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah that says that even though he's a betzudaka, he should do Yibam, says the Gemara, Hai Tana de Rabbi Akiva. He follows this understanding of Rabbi Akiva. Dama Chayiv Lav in the share. When is a Chayiv Lav treated like a Chayiv Krisis? When the Chayiv Lav is because of a relationship. That's when Rabbi Akiva says that even though the Isser here is only a Chayiv Lavin, the child born from such a marriage is going to be a Mamzer. But Chayiv Lav and Grady. But when it's a chiv lav, but not because of being a relative, like our case of a tzudaka, we have a mamzer, he doesn't become a mamzer that way. But ask the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva says that the sris adam does chalitza. Ikri kan, says the Gemara, but why? Why should he be able to do chalitza? Isn't the purpose of chalitza, as we mentioned earlier, lahakim lach of shame? That to have children, v'haila bar hachi, and this is an individual who can't have children. It says the Gemara, Amar Rava, if we're going to take that approach, imken ein l'cha isha shikshei l'yavam, we'll never be able to do yibam. Shaloi nasa ba'al asris ha'mechama sh'achas kaida l'misa. Everybody, prior to their death, they become very weak. And if we're going to say that the wife of an approved tzudaka, of a wife of a person who can't have children, is not subject to Yibam Chalitza, where will they ever be Yibam Chalitza? Isn't that what happens with every individual as before they pass away? It says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer, that what you're saying, Peruka de Rava, what Rava said, Pirchihi, is indeed a question. The question is, why is every woman obligated to Yibam? Her husband is a Saris. So why did he say that a Saris sometimes does Chalitza? Says the Gemara, because Hassam, it's different. It's not that he becomes a Saris. The reason he can't have children is not because he's actually a Saris. It's only Cheshusa Deschilabei. He becomes weak. A person becoming weak is not considered a Saris. And that's why it's not considered that every woman before a husband, because he just passed away, is considered a Saris.